Okay, Nesive Shalom, Nesive Tfilo, Psicha, Taninon, says in the Mishnah, but Mesech Zobis. Hashloj Dvar Moedema, Vela Tero, Vela Voido, Vela Gemilus Chasodim. The Torah stands upon three things. Torah Avodim, Mesech Zobis, Hishma Farshim, Rabbi Yerim, Arava Od, Shevichlal Avoda, included in Avoda Him Akarbonus, Bezman Shemizu Kodesh Hakayim, Vatfila Bezman Hazeh, that the Amur HaAvoda refers to Karbonos at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and nowadays, from last week's Haftarah, when Nishalim HaParim Sfaseinu, that Tefillah is Oymi B'Makom Karbonos, Tefillah is Manazeh. When Medrash Amru, Shai Oylem is Sureifeif, the world was shaky, Achabo Avram Avinu, Achabo Yitzchok, V'Tomchu B'Avoidosoy, U'Vitfilosoy. That the world was shaken until Aaron came and until Yitzchak came, and they supported the world with their avodah and with their tefillah. V'yeshlis amekul izboinin begoydel haflogas erech hatefillah shematzin bechazal. And it's we have to think about, contemplate, and understand the depth of the matter, of the greatness of the value of tefillah. That Chazal say at shekaru alea devarim oim demerum shalaylam. The Gemara Brachah says that tefillah is one of those things that's standing in the room of Shel Olam, all the way up there. What does that mean? V'inin kulo tzarech bir. Needs explanation. Not only according to the opinions that hold tefillah is mitzvah rabbanan, elagam l'shitas haRambam ha'pesek shetefillah mitzvah asaseh min ha'teche, even if you learn that tefillah is da'araisa, shemene amar v'vaz Hashem elokecha, that's the Rambam. The Rambam learns that davening is daraisa. Dain tzarech gam kein lahavin mahu inyono hamiyuchad shebiglalo unale mishar mitzvos. We need to understand why is it so exalted and elevated about amongst all the mitzvos from other mitzvos. In other words, not only we have a few things here. One of the amudei ha'olam, the world rests upon, stands upon. One of those is avoda, which refers to tefillah. A, B, dvar ma'oim de berumoy shel olam, all the way up top, the highest of the high, the greatest of the great, is tefillah. And the question is why? Why? What's so special about tefillah? Especially if you learn that it's not even a mitzvah. Right? It's not even a mitzvah, so what is it? Gam mit divrei rishonim matzinu shefligu ma'od b'inyan tefillah yaser mikol inyanei avodah. Even if you're referring to the mitzvos, or avodah, karbonos, the rishonim went out of their way to point out the greatness, the distinction of tefillah from the rest of the avodahs. Kamo shekozo harambam, keitzad yachavono Sheyifne es liboy mikol machshavitz. What is kavanah? That a person removes from his mind all other thoughts. V'yira atzmoy kuloymei neged hashchino. And he looks at himself as if he's standing in front of the heavenly presence, the divine presence, the shchina. V'oyt sham kiloymei b'shamayim. The person has to look, has to think in his heart, that he's standing in Shemayim. Remove your body. That's from upon your neshama. Take your body off. Allow your neshama to ascend. That's Rabbeinu Yehuda. Right? That's Rabbeinu Yehuda's pshat. In other words, somehow, which he didn't even describe how it's shaykh to do such a thing, which I don't know if he's going to, but the Rishonim went out of their way to say, when you're davening, the Rambam, oymid lifnei shechina, oymid b'shamayim, two things, oymid lifnei shechina, oymid b'shamayim. The chayre, there's a sushtel there, there's a comparison. Shechina and shamayim go hand in hand, right? Tone hesber for a different time, why the Rambam says, here shechina, there shamayim. What's the difference? What's the similarities? Okay, not for now. He doesn't describe how you do that. But Chazal are telling you something very deep here. Chazal telling Rishayim are telling us something very deep. The Ben Yoina, you're oimid b'shamayim. You're standing. You remove your guf and you're standing completely spiritual. Something very, very deep here. What are they telling us? What does this mean? What would they do? They would separate themselves and they would think very deep in their davening, and to the degree that they were able to remove their connection to Gashmius and to have their koyach hasichli, their intellectual understanding capabilities, completely overtake their bodies. They remove their physical drive, their physical component. There was no more connection to physicality. It was completely sichli. Achu megim korev lemailas anavu, until they reached almost the level of nevuah, right? If you go through the Mesilas Yesharim, and you get almost to the end, it's Ruach HaKadosh. What's the next step? Not in Mesilas Yesharim. What's the last step that's not in Mesilas Yesharim? In the Sulam of Pinchas Ben Yoreh. Nevuah. Right? This is a process of reaching nevuah. Right? We all want to become Nevi'im. In Navi, it says they're the Bnei HaNevi'im, the schools of Nevi'im. But they taught people how to become. They sat and learned Mesilas Yesharim, what they used to know. Right? So, Bnei HaNevi'im. So, davening, the Shulchan Aruch goes up, the Paskins La'alocha, that the Chassidim and Shemaisa were able to connect to their davening in such a way, to think about their davening in such a way, that they almost reached the level of Nevuah. My brother, it's fitting for you. That you should know. It's not only. It's not only kalusa nefesh elokim, that it's a complete subjugation of the nefesh or connection of the nefesh to God. And to subjugate a person to Hashem, Imra Mumusa Lebayra Vishivcha Vaidasa Lishmai Vashlachas Koy Yahave A Love. It's a subjugation, it's a realization of the greatness of the Creator, to praise Him, to thank Him, and to Hashlachas Koy Yahave A Love. Place everything upon Him. Give everything back to God. In other words, it's to connect to Hashem in a way that the whole, you're completely throwing all of yourself at the mercy of the Bayer. When you're davening, it's like you're bringing a korban to Hashem. Beautiful shyness. Beautiful shyness. When you're davening, what happens? Your nefesh becomes connected in a very intimate, integral connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kshuru v'dvuko. Boilam ha'alya. Oilam ha'nishomis. Oilam ha'ruchni. Zeu kshekosov b'chano. Shmuel Aleph, right? Tfilas chano. V'eshpoiches nafshi. I'll pour out my nefesh. She was davening with her entire heart, with all of her emotions, with all of her feelings, as if she's completely giving up, giving over her nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazin and Diyesh and Yonim is governed by Tefillah Asher Lav Kol Moicha Sovil Do. There are great things in davening, exalted things in davening, that not every brain is able to handle. Kilu oimid b'shamayim, like you're standing in shamayim, karav l'dagas ha'nevuah, b'chinas kolos ha'nefesh, kol zetzerach bir ma'ro'u al-kach. Why is it that davening leads to all of these things? What is it in davening? What is it in davening that encapsulates all of these things? Now, each one of them is a shmuz in and of themselves. Right, you could sit there and handle the Chavis Lavavis, you could sit there and handle the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Shari Avoda, and figure out each one what the Nakuda is that they're presenting. But what's unique? Let's start with what's unique about davening that it's able to do all of these things. Hagoyin HaKodesh HaRav Chaim Vital, Talmud of the Arizal, the Talmud of the Arizal, right? He was the one that recorded all of the Torah's Hari. Kois v'chus v'yogan eleinu, koisev shebedeireinu, shineskalkalu hai avirim, ein eitzol hinotzol mietzol hara, elo yedivei tefila begavona. In our generation, that the environment has become so despicable, and our generation, the environment is so bad, the only way a person can save himself from the Yetzer Hara is davening with Kavona. The only Yetzer. Why? Because a person has the Neshama, Ruach, V'Nefesh. Right? V'Nefesh Krovei L'Guf Yoyser. And Nefesh is the lowest level, the lowest aspect of the spirituality of the person that's the most connected to the Guf. And the only way to be machnia, the only way to suppress, to subjugate, to make it subservient, the Nefesh, and not to become prey to the Guf, is through davening. Move up, you say, Aveda, this is from Chaim Vital. Ubiru Dvar of Akadeshim, what's a pshat? What's a pshat? What is Ruchaim Vital telling us? We've reached a level that our nefesh is going to be overtaken by our guf, and the only way to subjugate it is through davening. Biru Dvar of Akadeshim, Yesh Loimar Api, Maimer Moran Beis Avrom, Zuchusi Yogan Aleinu. Right? The son of our Rebbe's uncle. Al Maimer Chazal, Vavadatim as Hashem, Lokeichem, Echol, Vavchem, Ezo Avodish, Vodleiv, Zutfila. So we have to worship Hashem. We have to do avoid the worship of Hashem with our entire lave. Talking about davening. Shua derech shema avodim es hasodeh. You work the field. Mitzchila charshim. First, what do you do? You work the field. What do you do first, PZ? Chayish. What's chayish? Plow. V'achakach zoy. After you plow the field, now you plant. V'achakach mashkemayim. Water the field. Then only it starts to grow. First you have to plow the heart. You have to plow to open up the place for the seeds to go in. He has ria. Once you opened up that heart, now you can put the seeds in. Then you water it. The divrei tefila go in. How do you water it? By pouring out your heart. By davening with the hatzaka davening. Davening with kavana, but not with kavana. Stam what you're saying. With emotions. He has got. V'az. What happens then? Metzmiach yeshuos. Metzmiach yeshuos. V'haynu. Aside for all the great, wonderful, mystical, great ideas that we discussed earlier, which happened in davening, it's an opening up of a Jew's heart that it's able to shine through it the light, the godly light. Right? You're able to open up your chayrish, the heart, you put the divrei tefillah in, you pour it out to Hashem. And that heart now becomes the shining light of the Or Hashem. Chazal kavu gimel tefilas bayayim. Shigimel pa'amim bayayim tzarech la'avoid al pituach alev. 3 times a day a person has to work on opening up his heart. The gimel pa'amim yistabik b'mkoyinim. 3 times a day a person has to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo'ifin sheyishmar al kesher tamidi beino levein ofish b'shmayim. Right? In order that you maintain this complete and undisturbed connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'may d'chsiv erev avayk v'zorayim esicha v'em evesh makayli. I will talk, I will wail, and Hashem will listen to my voice. V'chassidim ha'yirishayin ha'yirishayin, this is the Mishnah in Brachis. Chassidim ha'yirishayin ha'yirishayin sh'achas k'idim ha'tfilo, v'achakach ha'tfilo, v'achakach sh'ach sh'ach ha'tfilo. Well, Mishnah says, the chassidim ha'yirishayin, 1 hour preparation, a lot of Tehillim, Sukkot Zimra, Musar. 1 hour davening, and 1 hour after. Nimso shetes shoyis b'yoyim, or you add some kodesh l'inyan tefillah. I mean, 9 hours a day, they're dedicated to davening.
What was
one after? Based on what we're... No, not even to bring yourself down. To internalize... You know, if we learn the pshat, like we said now, that you have to be chayrish and zayreya, and then the tefillah itself is to be shayfich kamayim, that's the hashko. So then you're matzmiach Yeshua, the Yeshua happens, but also you're lighting up your heart. So it takes another hour to internalize that message, to change yourself, to become a different person. We can understand Vos Mentos of Chaim Vital, that the only way in a environment, a despicable environment, the only way to save ourselves is through davening. Ki atfilo mifateches lev yudi, it opens up the Jewish heart. She had davuk la'aviv shemshemayim erev ha'katzorayim, that you're always connected. V'zei yishmor tamid al dvekes m'kainai. Right? In other words, if a person knows that I have 3 meeting times in the day, there's always... You can only fall so far before you're about to reconnect and realize, remember, have that relationship. So even if a person has a bad afternoon, right? They dive mincha, they have a bad afternoon, and they fall trapped to the Yetzer Hara, Marv's coming up. I'm going to reconnect. As long as I reconnect, I have 3 points along the day that I'm constantly reconnecting. It's the main point that a person should grab onto. And it has implications on the entire spiritual life of a person. Put a person in an exalted spiritual realm, a spiritual environment. Right? Through davening, that's the ultimate way a person can feel that connection, can feel that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not an intellectual understanding. It's not a Gemara, it's not a Rashi, it's not a Tesis. It's an emotional connection, something me'al ha'roish, something that logically doesn't make any sense, but I'm shivchi kamayim, I'm pouring out my heart. Shevchim leiv kamayim, nechech p'nei Hashem. I'm pouring out my entire emotions, my entire hargoshes, everything inside of me, I'm just directing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, davening is, there's 2 tracks, there's tefillah, there's Torah, and there's avodah. And they're 2 separate tracks, right? The Gemara tells us in Brach, in Shabbos, I'm sorry. He said, it's Torah l'chod, it's tefillah l'chod. They're 2 separate tracks. 2 separate tracks, they do 2 different things. And the tefillah has that ultimate connection, the capability to allow us to remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chaim Vital is saying, when you're in an environment that's constantly beating you and constantly anti-religious, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, anti-God, how do you overcome that? You have to have 3 reminders throughout the day that you have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you constantly have that pat on the back, if you constantly have that interaction, then no matter how bad the environment you're in, you're always going to be able to save yourself. You have that net. It's not going to let you slip too far. But that requires tefillah b'kavana. That's not a... Right? Famous saying goes that a Jew always want to be... I'm benched, I'm davened, and I'm milchiks. Right? I'm benched, I'm davened, and I'm milchiks. And the world's open, right? I can do whatever I want. No, that means that you missed the point. That's not tefillah b'kavana. You're always looking forward for that next davening, getting ready for the next davening. Everything's connected to that davening. And then I take the hour afterwards. It doesn't have to be an hour. It could be a minute. It could be 30 seconds. What did I just do? What did I just do? How often do we run out of davening, right? Can you imagine what a different person... It would manage to make a difference in a person's life. Finish davening. Take 30 seconds before you run out. What did I just do? Oh, I spoke to Hashem. Okay, back there. Get ready. I'm getting ready to daven. I'm getting ready. Dav, what did I just do? Wow, that's profound. That's very profound. Very impactful. Let's stop with this.